USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House has released more transcripts of testimonies of President Trump's former top aides to Russia. Meanwhile, President Trump and some GOP senators are calling on former Vice President Joe Biden to testify before Congress regarding Ukraine corruption. A defiant Joe Biden reminds us,
"This is about Donald Trump, not about me. There's not a single solitary thing that anybody has demonstrated that I didn't do my job as the representative of the United States of America, representing America's position."
President Trump's launching a Black Voters Initiative. The president also spoke at a Black Voices for Trump coalition rally.
"With your help, we're going to travel all across the country to every community, urban, rural, and suburban, and we're going to campaign for every last African-American vote in 2020.
President Trump also doing some fundraising in Georgia as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Several of TV's top content providers are looking at ways to crack down on password sharing. Bloomberg reports Netflix, HBO, and a number of cable TV giants are discussing ways to keep people from viewing their content without paying for it. One of the things being considered is forcing users to change their password on a regular basis. "We give thanks for food on our Thanksgiving table, but not for everything on the menu." USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Cranberry sauce is America's least favorite Thanksgiving food, according to a new Harris Poll survey that seems to indicate that Americans have a number of foods that they eat on holidays like Thanksgiving purely for the sake of tradition. Number two of disliked Thanksgiving foods, green bean casserole, and that's followed by sweet potatoes. That secret food hate may be why a quarter of Americans in the survey also said they have no real interest in Thanksgiving leftovers.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
As NASCAR's most talented drivers head to ISM Raceway just outside of Phoenix, Arizona, to compete in the Blue Green Vacations 500 on Sunday, many of the drivers have causes that are very near and dear to their hearts. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Eric Almirola. He's the driver of the number 10 Stewart Haas Ford, and I asked him about the Almirola Family Fund and why it's near and dear to him and his wife's heart.
When our daughter Abby was just 2 weeks old, she came down with a really, really bad virus. And we had to go to Levine Children's Hospital, and we were really scared. She wasn't taking any food. She was having trouble breathing, and her lips were blue, and it was just a really scary time for us. So we rushed to the hospital, down to Levine Children's Hospital in Charlotte, and we just received extraordinary care. Their attention to detail and their, you know, the not only the attention that they paid to our daughter, but to even to us as her parents. And you know, we've always been compelled and inclined to try and give back and help the hospital. And so we've created the Almirola Family Fund. And you can go to my website, ericalmirola.com, and there's a link on there that shares a lot more about what we do. But essentially, we give away comfort kits to every patient that comes in that's admitted to, I believe it's the 7th and 9th floor, and which is where our daughter was kept as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.